Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us here on the C2P. I am your show host, Bo Marchant, and we appreciate you ending your Labor Day weekend joining us with one of the all-time greats, maybe the all-time interviewer of the 20th century. It's none other than Roy Firestone, most famously known with Up Close. If you grew up in the 80s, 90s, you know that name, you know the show, you know the intro of the music, and he's kind of transformed his career, and he's become an entertainer, performer, impressionist, so many things, and we'll get into that. But he's also performing at the Packard Music Hall in Warren, Ohio. He's also going to be performing in Workville, Pennsylvania, October 20th. But we're based near Warren, Ohio, so we wanted to make sure that we got the Packard Music Hall ready to roll. That way this is a packed house and people are going to be able to see him on November 9th. That's when he's coming to town.
Right.
And I'm excited about it.
Right.
I know the area is excited about it. But with that said, Roy, we appreciate you sharing your time. Longtime fan. Before we get into the nooks and crannies, because you're a producer, you're a writer, an author. I mean, you've done everything under the sun. Is there anything out there that you cannot do?
Dance. I'm certainly not much of a dancer. That I would have to say dancing would be one of the things. You'll never see me on Dancing with the Stars because it would be over in a hurry, and they would hide their eyes. That's all I could tell you. So you do not look forward to seeing me dance at the Packard place in Warren. I will not be dancing much, although I do a little bit of hip-hop dancing for a bit that I do, which I'll tell you about later.
Nice. And before we get kind of into the nooks and crannies of the performance overall, I mean, you have a CD, Another Voice Out, and I gave it a listen, and it goes from songs you cover from Sting to James Taylor. I mean, just a wide variety. I mean, I thought it really came out well, and I was so shocked. I mean, I was like, wow, I cannot be, and, you know, this guy kind of why I tease you at the top of the show is there anything this guy can't do? How long was that on your heart? I mean, did you perform in high school and college? I mean, how long were you waiting to kind of finally have the opportunity to lay this down?
Well, first, let me start with this, Bo, and I really appreciate you having me on, because the folks who are listening to the show, of course I want to promote the show, and I really do appreciate the opportunity to promote it. But I think they may not know what I do, and that is it's a variety show about the world of sports and the entertainment world too, with storytelling, music, videos, funny, uplift, inspiring, touching, a little of everything. It's about a 90-minute show. I've been doing this for really 30 years. I've appeared in Las Vegas. I played with everybody from Lou Rawls. I played with the Four Tops. I did a chance to play with David Foster and Josh Groban and Reba McEntire, among others. So this is a not a new venture for me, but for the folks who come to Packard may be surprised by what the range of in other words, I just don't get up there and talk. I entertain. And there's an arc to the show. There's funny. There's musical. There's, as I said, there's poignant. There's a lot of things, but a lot of video clips, And I think the folks who come out, and I do want people to know this, if you're listening to the show, the tickets are very reasonable, I think. We're going to donate some money to flood victims for the book signing after the show, the Red Cross. But I've been doing this for a long, long time, and it's been a dream since I've been a kid. I started as a stand-up before I ever was a sportscaster. I started in Miami, Florida. In fact, I'm going to date myself a little bit, but I opened for Robert Klein, great comedian. I don't know how old you are, Bo, but Robert Klein's a legend.
Yeah.
And I've done a lot of shows over the years, and I'm very proud of it. As I said before, this is not a fly-by-night opportunity. This isn't a guy old Roy thinks he can sing. And frankly, and I hope it sounds humble, I can sing, and I can entertain, and I've been doing it probably longer than being a sportscaster.
And, you know, Roy, I'm glad you brought that up because, I mean, you having such a prolific career in the industry. I mean, seven Emmys, seven ACE Awards. I mean, that's a gold standard for cable television, I mean, achievement. I mean, you dominated that aspect of your life. I mean, when you started doing these performances, was it kind of hard to persuade people to really believe that, you know, this isn't a gimmick, this is something I truly love, and I'm pretty good at it? I mean, was there a point where you had to say, you know, kind of get people on board and really make them believe in what you're doing?
I have a great story to tell you, and this involves the comedy legend Jerry Lewis. Jerry Lewis came on my show in 1989, and he came on the show because he liked the show. But when we got to the green room, he said to me, "Hey, I hear you perform. Are you any good?" And I said, "Well," I said, "Jerry, I'm not Jerry Lewis for sure, but I hold my own." And a few days after he did the show, he had, you know, checked out some clips and things that he had heard about. And he got back to me and he said, "Not only are you good enough, you are going to play in Las Vegas someday, and I will send you a telegram to honor you and to support you." So I put it away and, "Ha-ha, thank you, Jerry. That was very nice of you, and what a thrill that was." Do you know that in 1990, about a year and a half later, I opened for Lou Rawls at the Golden Nugget, and they brought me in. He heard about it and sent me the telegram, which I still have to this day, saying, "Wow. Don't let anyone ever tell you not to do something you love to do. You are worthy. You are worthwhile. The only reason I'm not there tonight is because he was getting ready to go to Europe." He said, "But I'm sure you'll be great." And I played a whole week with Lou Rawls and other performers, too, in Las Vegas, as I said before, many, many performers. But that was the first opportunity I had to have somebody who doubted, or what, I shouldn't say doubt, some skepticism about what I do, yeah, and was impressed. And it was Jerry Lewis. That was a thrill for me.
That's a fantastic story. Once again, Roy Firestone, the standout sportscaster turned performer. He's going to be performing on November 9th at the Packard Music Hall in Warren, Ohio. It's a fantastic event. And obviously, he said, modest price tickets, $40. Great venue. I've been there plenty of times. It's not a bad seat in the house, so don't worry about it. If you're not sitting in the front row, you're going to still have a great opportunity to stare at Roy, witness his performances. And again, he kind of touched base on it earlier on the show. I mean, he does such a wide variety of things, and he does it at a top-notch level. You should also follow him at Roy Firestone on Twitter. You can check him out at Roy Firestone, his website. And I encourage you listeners out there, because if you go to his webpage, royfirestone.com, you can find some of what he does on stage and kind of get an idea, an early glimpse of what you're going to be seeing when you buy your ticket and you arrive in Warren at the Packard Music Hall to take on this fantastic event. And again, and Roy, I'm not going to lie to you, there's a little bit of a buzz, you know, in the area amongst sports fans, because you have such a great following. And I think people just, you know, when I mentioned it, that you were coming on, you know, everybody that kind of grew up in that genre, that generation, you know, they were like excited. And they're like, "Wow, is he coming?" I'm like, "Yeah, he's coming." They're like, "I'm going to have to get a ticket," and exciting. But I mean, this performance, you talked about doing the 90s show, but I mean, how fun was it just making a CD and you narrowed it down to 10 songs? I mean, how many songs did you have to leave behind? And, you know, I'm sure that had to be a crazy, you know, time, you know, I mean, talk about that experience and you know, what you got out of it and are you going to do it again?
Well, first of all, thank you so much, Bo, for mentioning that. You know, it was a dream for me to perform with a band that had some Grammy nominated musicians that produced it. There were so many choices for me to make. Most of them were songs that were favorites of mine over the years. A lot of ballads, but there's also some upbeat songs from the Spinners and Bobby Caldwell and people like that. I want to say a couple things. First of all, when I sing, I'm going to be doing a tribute to the late Glenn Campbell in the show, even though it has nothing to do with sports, even though he was a tremendous golfer and he was the host of the L.A. Open for many, many years, the Glenn Campbell L.A. Open. But that's one aspect. But I'm going to do a show that is very Ohio, Cleveland, Warren-centric. That is, we're going to do a lot of clips from the area that people love, the people who grew up in the general Ohio area, particularly, you know, not terribly far from Cleveland, I guess. It's about an hour or so, Warren is. I had a lot of friends growing up. In fact, my college roommate, my play-by-play partner, his family grew up in Warren, Ohio. Paul Warfield, the great wide receiver from the Miami Dolphins, was from Warren, Ohio. But we're going to do a whole salute to Warren and Cleveland and the Ohio area for the folks who come out that night. And the other thing I want to say, too, and I'll get back to the music in 1 second, anybody who wants to come by, and please do, after the show, I would love to take pictures, say hello. And if you want to get a book or a CD, we're going to donate money to the Red Cross in honor of, I shouldn't use the word honor, I guess, but in support of is the better word, of the flood victims in Houston and the Gulf states. I have my family lives down there. I have my sister lives in Texas, and it's just a nightmare. But on a lighter note, we're going to entertain people and uplift people. And people want to look on YouTube and just look up the name Roy Firestone and look at some of the clips I do. You'll get a better idea what the show is about. I do numerous celebrity impressions. I do singing impressions, everybody from Neil Diamond to Smokey Robinson to Tony Bennett to the Bee Gees, Sammy Davis Jr., a lot of people like that. We also do music from Pharrell, Happy, the song Happy, with a lot of video clips of sports. So it's a variety show about sports with some salutes to the entertainment world. We're also going to be saluting our great military families who are far away, because it'll be close to the end of the year and close to the holiday time on November 9th. And we're going to do a piece dedicated to them as well. I know there's a lot of military folks in the Warren area. So it's going to be a real fun evening. And I think they're going to be surprised if they haven't seen us before. By the way, I have performed multiple times. In fact, about a year ago, I performed in Cleveland for the Cleveland sports community. And we had about 2,000 people there, as we're going to have about 2,000 people at Packard Hall. So, you know, it's just a great challenge for me that I enjoy it. It's a great opportunity for me to do my show that I perform mostly for corporations around the country. So this is one of the first time we performed at a performing arts center, and it's extremely musical, extremely.
Excellent stuff. Once again, Roy Firestone, you can follow him on Twitter, at Roy Firestone. You can check him out at royfirestone.com, and then you can see him live November 9th, 7 p.m., Packard Music Hall. It's going to be a great event, and he's been enlightening us with kind of the secrets to the show and what he's going to bring to the table, and he's mentioned it. I encourage you folks, check out the website. You're going to be hooked. I was watching some of your clips, and you mentioned Smokey Robinson and Neil Diamond, and I watched the clip of you doing, you know, I think Fox Morning News or Day LA or something, where you did a Christmas song, and you kind of went through the voices, and I'm like, man, I mean, it was so impressive, and I was like, man, and you just kept going. I mean, you did Tony Bennett, you did Sinatra, you did Neil Diamond. I mean, you just kept going through the name, you know, and singing the Christmas carol. It was,
I want to interrupt you just for a quick second. I have to admit that I don't really do Justin Timberlake, so to speak. What I mean by that is most of my impressions are vintage. They're classics. They're classic singers, as I said, Sinatra, Tony Bennett, Smokey Robinson. But I got to tell you a funny story. As I said, I performed this show in Las Vegas numerous times, maybe 100 times, weeks and for stints and doing shows for every show, from Caesar's Palace to the Golden Nugget to Bally's to MGM Grand. Danny Gans was a friend of mine. I don't know if people know who that is. Danny Gans was a great singer and impressionist. We were very close friends. He was also a fanatic sports fan. So we used to talk about how he wanted to be a sportscaster and I wanted to do what he did. But here's the story. I had lost my voice just before I got to a show. This is about 3 years ago. And I went to a voice doctor to get some help, because I was getting ready to do another show. And I look up on the walls, and there's gold records, and you know, all the performers go to this guy for their voice when they have voice problems, you know, laryngitis, et cetera, et cetera. I see on the wall, there's a picture of Smokey Robinson. Now, Smokey Robinson, I'm not going to claim he's a close friend, but he's a friend. We've done a lot of things together. In fact, we did the David Letterman show together the first time I was on. So he's a very, very nice guy. But I see his face on the wall, and then within 20 minutes, he walks into the waiting room. He lost his voice too. Now, Smokey Robinson knew that I did an impression of him, and he has a very soft voice. If anyone's ever heard him speak, he's like that. Oh, Roy. So he could barely speak on this day, and he goes, Roy, I hear you do a wonderful impression of me. Can you do me tomorrow night in Las Vegas? I can't go. So that actually truly happened. And also Johnny Mathis too. He had heard me do an impression of him. He thought it was a recording of him really, truly singing the national anthem. And that was me doing it. So I've had a lot of brushes, so to speak, with the legends, but my show musically salutes the great legends of the singing show business world. And as well as a ton of sports stuff. So we'll have a lot of fun.
Excellent stuff. And we've got a little bit more time left. And, again, I want to really push Packer Music Hall so these folks out there don't miss a great opportunity, I mean, to see a great show. And, obviously, an icon to the sports industry of broadcasting. I mean, many people said it. I'm sure you've heard it so much through your career that, I mean, possibly, arguably, the greatest interviewer of the 20th century. I mean,
oh, I don't know about that.
You know.
Well, that's a large thing to say. But I like to think I'm one of the better sports interviewers. I'll leave it there. I don't know about 20th century, but I appreciate it very much.
Of our lifetime, I mean, sports, Roy, I don't know. I mean, I tell you what, I mean, a 7-game series, it's going to take somebody pretty substantial to take you down. I'd put it that way.
Thank you. That's a nice way of putting it. Yeah.
And, you know,
I just want to say one more thing. To be able to share a little bit of my life and my career on stage, telling stories, there's a ton of sports stories, hysterical stories, by the way, clips, music, visuals. It's really the perfect venue for me. I have not done a lot of performing arts centers so far in my career. Most of my shows are corporate, but this is a great opportunity. We already have about 2,000 folks coming to this event, so I'm thrilled about that. And I want people to know that, you know, I appreciate their support and even, frankly, their faith without knowing what I do going into the show and going with a blank slate. So I do appreciate that, too.
Excellent stuff. And I'm curious, I mean, you know, I'd have to ask you because, I mean, it's my show. You're Roy Firestone. We're on here. Loved up close growing up as well. I mean, you know, come home and we, you know, see the show after school and, you know, all the faces, everybody we grew up with, and every name that you can imagine.
Thank you.
I mean, when you look at that show, I'd be curious, I mean, who were some of the guys that you did the show and then afterwards that show brought maybe a lifetime sort of friendship where you walked away not knowing the guy essentially, you know, you knew he was the first baseman maybe, but after the show you became close friends.
Well, if you're talking about the TV show, one of them was a guy, this is also ties into the performing show. Gale Sayers came on my show one time and I had not met Gale. We got along just great. Again, it was sort of like the Jerry Lewis thing. He said, you know, I heard you perform and I want to see you. I said, well, Gail, you know, you never know. Maybe I will perform one day. And that was, again, the same shows that I played with Lou Rawls. And he was friends with Lou Rawls, by the way. He says, well, if you do play in Vegas, I'm going to get on a plane and fly in to see you. Well, you know, people say that stuff and you don't believe it. Do you know, Bo, that he did exactly that? Opening night, he flew in from Chicago. Black tie. Came in there with Steve Wynn, the you know, who now has the Wynn Hotel as well. And he said, I told you I'd be here, and I'm here. So that was an example of somebody who became friends with me, and I, you know, still consider him a dear friend. And he literally put his money where his mouth was and flew in to see my show. So that was a perfect example of a guy. I've been very fortunate, Bo. I've been able to meet people like Howie Long. Bill Walton is a dear friend. Joe Montana, not to drop names, but you asked, and these are some of the people who have become friends with mine over the years. In fact, the truth is, most of the people I had on the show have at least become marginal friends, if not real friends, over the years, just having had them on numerous times. Even Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, I have a charity in Los Angeles, and, you know, he's not exactly Mr. Touchy-Feely. We became friendly. Hmm. So I've been very fortunate that the show gave me an opportunity to meet and to get to know some of the greatest people. And we talk all about those stories in this show that's coming up at Packard Music Hall.
Excellent stuff. And like you said, you're going to see all these stories. You're going to hear these stories. You're going to hear Roy perform November 9th, Packard City Music Hall, Warren, Ohio. It's going to be a great event. I encourage all you folks out there listening. And, you know, hour from Cleveland, hour from Pittsburgh, so it's a very easy access place to be. And, again, you know, perfect time before the holidays get started. Treat yourself to a little gift before you have to treat others to other those presents. Roy, we know you're busy, but, man, we appreciate you stopping by, helping us, get the word out there for the upcoming show at, the Packard Music Hall. And we will see you then, my man.
Thank you, Bo. Again, anybody who wants to come to the show, please say hello. Tell us you heard the show with Bo and We'd love to have you if either want to get a book or a CD or just a picture, but we are going to donate a portion of our proceeds to the flood relief for the Red Cross as part of that, the post show. So looking forward to seeing everybody out there. As we said before, reasonable price tickets, a show that I think you're really, really going to enjoy. And thanks for having me on, Bo.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Roy Firestone, the legendary interviewer, performer, kind enough to join us here on the C2P. Again, November 9th, Packard City Warren Music Hall. You can check him out there. Tickets are available. I encourage you to grab them because this venue, I said, there's not a bad seat in the house, so that means you have to get your seats because this could become a hot commodity. So you want to make sure you're sitting there up close seeing this guy do what he does best. And I encourage you, go to RoyFirestone.com. See some of the things that he's done. You're going to really walk away pleasantly surprised. When I first heard he was coming, I was so intrigued, and I thought, wow, what does this guy do? I knew him from just TV and sports, and I've delved into it, and I'm like, man, we got to get this guy on the show. We got to just pump this thing up because I think it's going to benefit everybody. And like you said, after the show, proceeds are going to help go to the Red Cross, and that just helps everybody out there. So it's an event that you're going to enjoy. It's an event that's going to help others as well. So I encourage you, November 9th, we'll see you there. And as always, Roy, I'm your show host, Bo Marchant. As always, we appreciate you listening to the C2P.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.